What is faith? Faith is not hard. It's not something that's unattainable. Faith is believing what you read in this Bible.
I know my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland in Healing School as she shares how God is present to heal you every day from every situation and what it takes to grow in faith. Now, here's Gloria.
Let's just look at some scriptures about our healing. Psalm 145 tells us about the Father, how good He is. A lot of people don't know this about God. Psalm 145 says, and starting in verse 5, let's look at verse 1. I will extol thee, O Lord. This is a praise to God. I will extol thee, O God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. If you want a blessing every day, get up every morning blessing the Lord. Telling Him how much you appreciate Him. Thanking Him for being so good to you, for healing your sicknesses, for giving you prosperity, for giving you wisdom. Every day you should be blessing the Lord. Will I bless him? I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. The more you talk good about the Lord to Him, the more your faith rises. The more your faith is in the goodness of the Lord. I'll speak of the glorious honor of your majesty and of your wonderful works. And men shall speak of the might and thy terrible acts or thy great acts. And I will declare thy greatness. And they shall abundantly, men shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing at thy righteousness. That's what we're doing this morning. We're remembering how good God is. We've been singing about Him and His righteousness. Verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious. This is one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. The Lord is gracious. That means disposed to show favors. The Lord is disposed to show favors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've known a few people in my life like that. My grandfather was like that. He was disposed to show favors. Whatever we grandchildren asked for, and I was the oldest, so I got to have him all to myself for a while. Whatever we asked for, he would let us have it. He lived in a little country town. Now, my grandmother was not as disposed. But Pop was disposed, and all of us who were alive when Pop was alive, we all remember him with such fondness. My little brothers used to cry when they had to leave. We lived in another town. We'd go spend the summer with them, and when we had to leave, they'd cry. Oh, Pop would cry, and my brother Doug would cry. He was the only one around right then, and he was so good, and you know, He let me take his truck to the movies in another little town when I didn't even have a driver's license or anything. I mean, he was just good. And then I married a man who's disposed to show favors. Ken is a good man. He's disposed to show favors. I was going shopping the other day, and he said, Gloria, go find something you really want. And I knew he meant big things I really wanted. But I didn't see anything that day, but boy, it blessed me to have that man say that to me. So the Lord is good. He's disposed to show favors. He tells us every day, go do something you really want to do. Be blessed today. Be increased today. Hallelujah. Have wisdom today. Be healed today. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Now, this morning, you may think nobody in the world cares about you. You may be feeling like you're so alone and all that. You are never alone. You are never without love. God, the Lord, is full of compassion, slow to anger. Aren't we glad? And of great mercy. Now listen to this scripture. The Lord is good to all. How many of you would be in all? Who is not included in all? Let me see your hand. The Lord is good to all and full of compassion, mercy, glory to God. You don't even have to come to healing service to get healed. You can wake up in the morning and have the slightest symptom, and the compassion of God is present to heal you every day from every situation. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors, full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. God's not holding anything against you today. If you've got things in your life that are not right, or things you thought, I wish I hadn't have done that so I could get healed today. No, just repent of it. Get it. Just plead the blood of Jesus and say, I repent of that, Lord. Forgive me of it. I'm going free right now. Yeah, but Gloria, it was pretty serious. Hey, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That's pretty serious. It's already been dealt with. Just let it go and forgive yourself and receive your healing this morning. He's full of compassion. He's of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. That's me and you. And His tender mercies are over all His work. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to all. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have the spirit of faith. The scripture says we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's look at Psalm 103. The Lord is not our problem. He's always good. He loves us. He's given His all, even His Son, for us. The Father's given the Son. Jesus Himself came for us so that we can be blessed, born again, free, healed, prosperous, redeemed from the curse. This says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. You should never be grumbling. I should never be grumbling. We should always be blessing the Lord. And that is the way to stay in the attitude of faith. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, here are some of the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. What a benefit. Glory to God. We can receive our healing today as though sin had never been, because we've been forgiven. Who healeth all thy diseases. Not just some of them. You don't have to pick one today. Just whatever's wrong with you, believe God and receive and step out in faith. Take it in the name of Jesus. He heals all thy diseases. Say, the Lord, heals all my diseases. I have no diseases, for the Lord has healed me. Another benefit of the Lord is He redeems our life from destruction. We have safety and protection. We don't have to live in fear. The world lives in fear of accidents, of storms, of recession, depression, lack of money. But we don't have to live in fear. The Lord redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You're wearing a crown this morning if you're in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called tender mercies. Loving kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I have found Jesus to be absolutely faithful in the Father. Every place I've ever given the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, they filled it up. When I came for salvation, I got saved and born again. When I began to believe for healing, I got healed. When I began to believe for God to bless our finances and for prosperity, prosperity filled our lives. Healing filled our lives. Forgiveness and redemption filled our lives. Glory to God. For God, that's the way God is. He crowns us. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Crowned us. He satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's what Ken and I are working on now. Our youth being renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful scripture. The older you get, the better it gets. I'm 66. Ken's 71. He'll always be older than me. And neither one of us are on any prescription drugs. Oh, well, we're not on any kind of drugs. I should say that. You might think, well, no, we're not on any kind of drugs. We're healed. We're well. We're living on this stuff that I'm preaching you today. And we have been walking that way for about 40-something years. And we began to learn that way back when our children were young. And, of course, they're now grown, mature adults with families, when our children were little. And God's been faithful all those years. And then we found out that He had helped us financially. We've been helped financially. We're not in debt. We've preached being out of debt. I bet a lot of you wish you'd listened. But we won't hold that against you. Jesus won't hold it against you either. Just start believing God to get out of debt. Now you've got more incentive, all right, out there in the natural realm. But God's merciful. He's full of compassion. He'll help you get out right now. Glory to God. So go for it. I'm telling you, we didn't even know. You know, like Ken says, we were so poor we couldn't pay attention almost. But we did pay attention. We got on faith and we began to believe God and we took the word literally and we saw where it said, "Oh, no man anything but to love him." Well, that's dead, I think. That's dead. I mean, you can't get around that. So we decided, okay, we're going to quit borrowing money. We didn't decide that after we had a good car and a good house and a good everything else. We decided it when we saw it in the Word in 1967. At the same time, we began to learn that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Now, if you can find it in the Word, you can have it in your life. I'm here to tell you, you can have it in your life. God is faithful. You cannot outbelieve His ability to perform. You think, Yeah, but I got a lot of debt, Well, you got a lot of God. And He'll help you, and He'll put you over in the supernatural. You're a little old, Deb. You could owe $100 million today, and that would not be any problem for the Father. I mean, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the gold. It's all His. He could call for it. He could sow it into your life. But you know what? There's just one thing. It's the same way with money that it is with healing. You have to have faith. What is faith? Faith is not hard. It's not something that's unattainable. Faith is believing what you read in this Bible. The very things that I'm telling you today, if you receive it when in your healing, for your healing, you'll be healed today. If you get in the scripture and you find out what it says about finances and the blessing will come on you. Glory to God. The blessing of finances will come on you. The blessing of healing will come on you. Because part of that curse was sickness and disease. And part of the blessing was that every sickness and every disease would be gone from you. Hallelujah. Jesus did what? He bore the curse for me. Poverty was under the curse. Lack, doubt, dread, fear, every kind of torment, every kind of bad thing was under that curse. And I'm going to read you a scripture before we're through, that Jesus Himself took that curse for us. And when we found that out, we got busy believing God. Hallelujah. And it'll work for you, and it'll work for you this morning. Let's look at that scripture in, let's see if we got through. He redeems our life, 103:4, from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good so that our youth is renewed. That's where I was. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. And he executes righteousness and judgment for all. Then let's look over here at every sickness. We know that every sickness and every disease is under the curse, it says. So let's look at where we are today. Are we under the curse? Not if we're in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3. Let's look where I want to start. Let's look at verse 11. Oh, it's also good. Look at 5. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What's the right answer to that? By the hearing of faith. And what is the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith is when the word is preached, faith comes. Amen? The hearing of faith, receiving it, believing the word of God. And even as Abraham believed God, this is Galatians 3, 6, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Faith makes a way. Hallelujah. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before and the gospel unto Abraham saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. And the things we're talking about today, abundance, debt, being debt-free, living in abundance instead of lack, being healed instead of sick. That's all the blessing. So then, verse 9, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So all the great blessing that you can find in Deuteronomy is received by believing the word of God. It's received by faith. What is faith? Faith is just believing that God's not a liar. Anybody ought to be able to handle that. Faith is believing that whatever we read in this word, that is the truth. That is the gospel. That is the good news. Amen? Hallelujah. You want to, if I had one thing to tell you to do, I'd tell you to get busy growing faith. And if I'd had another thing to tell you to do, I'd say, stay busy that way all your life. How do you grow faith? Keeping your eyes and your ears in the Word of God, obeying the Word, saying the Word, living the Word. There's a lot of people that are actually born again, but they don't follow the Word of God, so the blessing is not in them or on them. Now, in the Scripture, the blessing required obedience. And if you're here today and you think, well, that shut me down. Well, God's merciful. All you have to do is repent, get it straight, get in your heart that I'm going to go for God and I'm going to quit being disobedient. See, God's easy. You know, He'll forgive you over and over and over and over and over and over. His compassion fails not, the Scripture says. So they, verse 9, which be of faith, are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. If you've got trouble today, the answer to it is get in the Bible, find out what it says about your situation, and begin to live by faith in every area of your life. In the health of your body, in your marriage, in your finances, in every way, in your relationships, begin to live by the Word of God, and things will turn around for good. Amen. I know we live in a difficult time, and it may get more difficult yet. But for those of us who know what the Bible says, we know this. The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live by them. Now listen to this one. Christ, the Lord Jesus, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. How did he redeem us from sin? He took the curse of sin in his own body, in his own spirit, in his own mind. He paid the price you and I'd have to pay if we didn't have a Savior.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
I got up Thursday morning in anticipating of coming here to the meeting. I've been coming here for 7 years. I live in Woodbridge, and I always usher.
Thank you very much.
I got up Thursday morning, went out to work, and when I got out of the car, I couldn't walk. And so I was standing on the curve at the metro station trying to figure out the best way to get to the office with the least pain. Went on to my office. I sat there all day and couldn't get up out of the chair. And then I had to use stand on the back of the chair to even get to the men's room. But I came Thursday night in pain. I had a cane to help walk because I wanted to usher. I knew God wanted me here, and I wanted to be here because I did not want to miss my blessing. And so yesterday I came again. I was still in pain. I went home. I didn't come back to the second service nor the evening, but I watched from the internet and then got up this morning and I'm here. Gloria began teaching the word, and by the time she had finished, I was squirming in my chair because the pain was so excruciating. But then when I grabbed the cane and stood up, when she said stand up, and she began to pray, and as she prayed, I could feel it getting better and getting looser, and there was just a continual progression of the healing. And it's still happening now. I mean, it's not complete, but I can walk without this, and there's no pain. And I was dancing and jumping, whereas I couldn't do that earlier. There's so much deception out there. The enemy wants us not to walk in the truth of God's word. And sometimes you just have to step out. You know, you can't let that deter you from doing what the word says we can do and what the word says we can't have. My cane is up in my chair.
Feeling good. Praise
Feeling
God.
Good. No back pain. I can move. I can bend. I can lift my
hands.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been having healing school for 31 years. I can hardly imagine it. But you know what? Jesus always comes to healing school. We've never had healing school in all those years that Jesus didn't heal people. Carl didn't want to miss his blessing, so he came to the meeting even though it was difficult for him, and he received his healing. He stepped out in faith, the pain was leaving, and he could walk without his cane. Hallelujah. And that's what you have to do. You have to persevere. In our patience, we receive faith and patience. That's what it takes to walk in victory in your healing and your finances. I shared how Jesus died on the cross for your sins so that you can be free from sin, sickness, disease, and pain. He Himself bore your sicknesses, carried your diseases, and by His stripes you were healed. You were saved. Salvation does belong to us. So what do? We just have to accept the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you do it today. You pray with me, and I'm going to pray for your healing in this salvation prayer after we pray that. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, if you're needing healing today, you just put your hand, or if your mate or your friend, your husband or wife is there with you, just lay your hand on each other or wherever it is you need healing. If you're by yourself, you lay your hand on yourself, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commend every person believing right now for healing to be made whole in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus and begin to do something you couldn't do before. Act on it. If you couldn't throw up your hand, throw it up. If you couldn't walk, walk in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, we have a free salvation package we'd like to send you. And it's a number of books, how to study your Bible, all good things about what's happened to you. You know, you don't quit here. You don't just get healed and quit. You want to keep growing. The more you grow in the Word and the more you find out what belongs to you, the freer you become in life. You don't have to stay broke. You can prosper. You can increase. You can be healed. You can have peace. And what's more, you can live in healing. You can live in divine health. So step out in faith. Faith is believing what you read in the Bible. And as Brother Shambach says, we don't have any trouble. All we need is faith in God. So the healing and wellness package, it's a great way to get this instilled into you. You need to keep studying on healing, keep studying faith, keep growing. You grow by the Word of God. Join me tomorrow for more of the Healing School. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same: God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Words you can build your life upon.